This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and a good morning to you. I'm David Fair. Despite a string of days with frigid temperatures of late, it has most certainly been a mild winter. And I'm sure as you've driven through town, you've probably noticed there are more bicycles out and about for this time of year than usual. Cycling has been a large part of Washtenaw County's and the city of Ann Arbor's push for better sustainability, and it's going to continue to be moving forward. Put more bicycles on roads with cars, and you can expect more incidents. At the end of 2015, there were several bike-car collisions, and two of them in the Ann Arbor area proved fatal. If you look at statistics in Washtenaw County between the years of 2005 and 2014, there were well over 500 car versus bicycle accidents. That's a number that cries out for more conversation and action. Our guest this morning is in the middle of many of those conversations. Eli Cooper is the City of Ann Arbor's Transportation Program Manager. Eli, good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning. It's my pleasure.
Now, I'm not crazy, right? We are seeing more cyclists throughout the year, growing every year, including in the winter months, right?
Absolutely. Since the 2000 census reported about 2% of all commuters in Ann Arbor were bicyclists, we've more than doubled that to about 5.3%. So the fact is they're not only there to see, but statistically speaking, we know there are more bicyclists using our roadways for all the travel purposes.
And as we talk about sustainability, that is obviously a very good thing, right?
Absolutely. I think I've seen bicycles with bumper stickers that say, burn calories, not carbon.
Now, we do have the issue of safety to contend with, and safety becomes more difficult in the winter months. What specifically are the winter safety issues that you've identified that we need to better address?
You know, one of the things that folks understand but may not take it into the transportation safety realm is the days are shorter in the winter period. Days being shorter means the nights are longer, and visibility is really a key issue all times of year, but much more so as we go through the fall and winter months.
And most accidents do occur at dusk or in the evening hours, correct?
That's correct, and we really do see an increase, especially after the change of clocks, when we lose that daylight savings time and go back to standard time. October, November, there's a lot of early evening activity, and it does get darker earlier. So bicyclists, pedestrians need to take care and use proper lighting and reflective or light-colored clothing.
Fact of the matter is, though, particularly in the winter months, some of the bicycle routes become unavailable. When we do have snow and the plows are operational, some of the sidewalks are uncovered, and the bike lanes are covered with snow that has been pushed to the side of the roadways, and that puts more bicyclists out in the roadway. So what is the advice for those who still plan to travel, want to do so safely in those conditions?
You know, safety on a roadway is a shared responsibility. In the state of Michigan, bicyclists are classified for the purpose of using our roadways as vehicles. So they are legally entitled to actually use the street lanes when the bike lanes are covered with ice or snow or impassable for other reasons. The shared responsibility means to be aware of the law and be respectful for the rights of others.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and our guest today is Eli Cooper. Eli is the City of Ann Arbor's Transportation Program Manager. To take it beyond the individual responsibility, let's talk a little bit about municipal responsibility. The City of Ann Arbor is most certainly a bike-friendly community, has been and is continuing to grow in that direction. There's been talk of a possible tax levy to further promote bicycle and pedestrian safety in Ann Arbor. Where are we in that conversation at this point?
You know, I've heard tell of directed programs for additional funding for bicyclists, and we have been over the past decade expanding our bicycle infrastructure, and it occurs relatively inexpensively. Redesignating a roadway from a vehicle-only roadway to one for bicycles includes just the placement of paint on the edges of the roadway so we can delineate bicycle lanes. New taxes are something that I'll leave to the elected officials and the voters, but I think it's the idea of better using the resources that we have available and making sure that we abide by, we meaning the city, the county, other communities, the state of Michigan's complete streets law, to design our roadways for all users. And I think it's a relatively inexpensive strategy to make the roads safer for all users. I'd like to add to that, though. I think we should be pleased to know that with the recent state and federal transportation bills, there will be resources available to continue to build on the infrastructure, bike lanes, crosswalks, innovative lighting treatments that we've deployed throughout the city and throughout the county, to see more of that in the years coming with our existing revenue streams. Not to say we couldn't use more, but I think the issue is that we are making progress even with the funds that are currently or soon will be available.
So have you done the math? Do you know what your budgetary needs are short and long term to accomplish all the goals that you've laid out for pedestrian and bicyclist safety?
You know, the actual numbers have been calculated, but they change on a regular basis because new techniques and technologies comes out. We have deployed something called the Rapid Flash Beacon throughout Ann Arbor, have about 18 of them installed, and they were not known when we did our non-motorized plan in 2007.
Right.
So, yeah, too many zeros that probably make people's eyes glaze over, but I think the idea is to continue to make investments to look at innovative treatments as they come out, make sure we're deploying the ones that enhance the safety and awareness for all users, and we'll continue to make progress.
All right, let's talk about it in more broad terms. As we've mentioned, Ann Arbor is considered a bike-friendly community, and I want to make sure we continue to note that. But can you define what bike-friendly means today as opposed to what you believe it will mean 5 years from now?
Well, bike-friendly builds on the values of our city's non-motorized transportation plan, which is to build both an environment and a culture that recognizes and values the role of bicycling and even walking within our community. So as we look forward, we're doing a pretty good job in conforming the environment. The culture is an area where we have more work to do. And that culture includes that awareness we talked earlier about recognizing that bicyclists and pedestrians do have a right to the roadway, whether it's in crosswalks and bike lanes, and that everyone has an obligation and a responsibility to be respectful for others' rights and use of our city's streets and our community's roadways.
Eli, thank you very much for your time. I most certainly appreciate it.
Very welcome, and appreciate you helping get the message out, and hopefully everybody can get to and from where they're going safely as they move around our community.
That is Eli Cooper, City of Ann Arbor Transportation Program Manager. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and you hear it each Wednesday as part of Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.